Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Mem Hei. We'll first go back and speak a little bit on Daf Mem Dalet Omed Beis. In the first mission of there's a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. We had a Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHegdish, or Shor HaGer Shemes. The Chacham hold that if the Shor kills, it's Mechuyus Kilo. And Yehuda says that the Shor has Potter Min HaMisa, Lefisha Ein Lehem Bailim. Now the Gemara explains that according to Behuda, Afil Nogach L'Bseif Higdish or Nogach L'Bseif Hifkir, they're also the Shara's Potter from Skilo. And the Gemara learns from a pasuk of Vuhuad Bebalov Vehemis. The Gemara is dashing these words Vuhuad Bebalov to be referring to the Edis and Bezdin, which is Mechayev the Shara's Skilo, and we're dashing that has to be a Bailam there at the time, even though the Pasha declares that these words Vuhuad Bebalov are referring to something else, they're referring to the warning of the Bailam that his Shara is a Nagchon after the first three times it was Negeach. This is what makes the Shor into a Mu'ud, but here the Gemara is dashing for something else. V'hu'ud b'bov to be referring to the Eidus and Bez and to be Mechayev of the Shor Skilo. Therefore we learn, as the Gemara says, Archer Tehim Misa v'amod b'din v'gumar din shavim ke'echar. It has to be that there was a Bailim at the time of the Negicha and at the time of the Hamod b'din and the Gemar din. Otherwise there is no Chiyuv Skilo on the Shor. Now the Gemara speaks with Asher Yehuda about a case of Nogach v'higdish or Nogach v'hifkir. What happens in the case if it was Nogach u'machar? If after the Negicha the Bailim sold the Shor to a different Bailim, is the Shor still Mechuyev Skila? So we have a right to this from the bottom Rashi over here on the Amud. Rashi is referring to the Brice over here at the last line of the Amud. Tana Rabbanon Shor Shehemis Adshulei Nigmar Dinoy Mechri Mochar Hegdishay Mugdish. The Gemara says if one sells the Shor before the Gmar Din, so the Mechir is Kayom. And Rashi over explains Afil Lerabbanon Deloy Dashi Bebaolov Den Havi Misa Vamada Bedin Keechod Umechayev Ktala. Rashi is saying that this Din of the Brice is true even according to the Shita of the Rabbanon. That we don't dash in Bebalov to tell us that you need Misa v'amad b'din ke'echad, and therefore even in this case where it was sold, there still would be a chiyuv skila on the shor. Still the Brice is telling us that the mechira is kayam, even though the shor will still get skila. Where is the mechira kayam for? That Rashi tells us at the time of the Amud L'Radio, that in the meantime, before the shor gets skila, the buyer will have a right to work with the animal. Now what's Rashi trying to tell us over here? Rashi is saying that surely according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who dash in Bebalov, that you need Misa v'amad b'din ke'echad, there surely then is the mechira is kayam. Because once the shor is sold, then there will be no chiyuv skila on the shor. This will pater the shor from the chiyuv, because we're not going to have the gemar din with the same bailam, the original bailam where it was negeach by. Rashi is stressing that even according to Rabbanan that the shor will eventually get skila, still the mechir is kayim. Now from this Rashi we see clearly that he holds b'das Rabbi Yehuda, not only in the case of nogach v'higdish or nogach v'hifkir, even in the case of nogach u'mochar, there also the din is that the shor will not be mechir skila, because of this drasha v'hud b'bolov, that you need misa v'amod b'din shavim ke'echar. In other words, Rashi understands Shavim Ke'echon means with the same Bailam. It has to be that the Shor has the same owner from the time of the Negicha until the time of the Gemar Din. If it's sold to someone else, then there will be no Chiyuv Skila on the Shor. This is the sheet of Rashi, and the Rishash and Dafyud Gimel Mabez makes this Diyuk in Rashi in Arsugya, and he brings two other Rashis which are also Mavur like this. Rashi over there in Dafyud Gimel Mabez, there also the Gemara quotes this Joshua Archer Tehimisa Vamod Abedin Shavim Ke'echon, and Rashi Dibramaschal Shavim Ke'echon, he says, Bibal Echon. It has to be the same Bailam. Rashi explains that Rashi is trying to tell us that even if it's sold and there's a different Bailim, there also the din is that the Shor will not be Mechuyev Skila. Additionally, the Rashi brings another Rashi in Daf Tzadik Ches from a Beis. There the Gemara brings the same Braisa as the Gemara brings by us. Shor Shehemis Adshlein Nigmar Dinoy Mechri Mocher Hekdishay Mugdosh. However, Rashi over there explains differently. Rashi says, why is the Mechira Kayam? He says, Mechri Mocher V'lo Yisakal, the Chiyuv Skila will not be relevant anymore. The Be'in and Misa V'amad Abedin Sheheshavim Ke'echad. And he quotes that Gemara in Perek Shosh Nogach Dal Vehei. And the Rashi over there explains that Rashi over there is learning differently than he did in Eretz Sugya. There Rashi learns the reason why the Mechira is Kayom, if it's sold before the Gemar Din, is because through the Mechira it will be patterned from the Chiyuv Skila. And the Rashi strongly means to say, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Shita of Chacham, selling the Shor will definitely not pattern from Skila. However, the Rashi's Wakapam, you see that Rashi's Shita B'das Rabbi Yehuda is that not only Nogach V'Higdish, but even Nogach U'Mochar also, the din is that the Mechira will pattern from the Chiyuv Skila. And that's what Rashi is learning over there, the Braisa. The reason why the Mechira is Kaim is because it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and through the Mechira it will be patterned from Skila. This is a steer to the way Rashi learns in Esrigo. Esrigo Rashi says clearly that the din is that the Mechira is Kaim, even according to the Shita of the Chachomim, that through the Mechira will not patterned from Skila. One has to know how to answer that steer, but Al-Kaponim, as far as the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, there you see the same as Rashi says by us, and Rashi and Dafyud Gimel Amud Beis, that Nogach U'Mocher will also be patterned from Skila, because you don't have the same Bailim from the beginning until the end. Now, over there in Daf Tadaches from a Beis, the Rashi explains the Svar to argue on Rashi and to say that the whole din of Rabbi Yehuda is dafka by Nogach v'Hifker or Nogach v'Higdish, where there is no Bailam b'chlal at the time of the Gemar Din. Hashenkin, in the case of Nogach u'Mochar, there is a Bailam at the time of the Gemar Din, even though it's not the same Bailam as the original Bailam, where it was Negeach Bailam, still that's not Mavur, but that's Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds it in that case also, where there's two different Bailam, that they're also departed from Skila. It could be the whole din of Rabbi Yehuda's Dafka by Nogach Vehigdish, where there is no Bailam Bechlal at the time of the Gemar Din. Now the truth is, the Rashba is Mavur like this, Mefurish. The Rashba, both over here and in Daf Yud Gimel Mabez, he explains that the whole Joshua Rabbi Yehuda, Nogach Vehifkir, or Nogach Vehigdish, is Dafka because there is no Bailam Bechlal at the time of the Gemar Din. If, however, the shor is sold and there is a Bailam at the time of the Gemar Din, even though it wasn't the same Bailam as the original Bailam, the shor is Mechuyiv Skila. The Rashba stresses that you see the Loshra of Yehuda's Dafka Nogach Vehifkir or Nogach Vehigdish. He doesn't mention Nogach Umochar, Mashmoy says, because in that case there will still be a Chiyuv Skila. And the Rashba adds the Loshna of the Gemara Beis is also Meduyik, Loshna Ad Shatei Misav HaModu B'din Shavim Ke'echod. He says, from the fact that we use the Loshna of Ke'echod and not Be'echod, the Chor should have said Ad Shatei Misav HaModu B'din Shavim Be'echod, meaning that there's the same Bailim from the moment of the Negicha until the moment of the Gemar Din. That would be Mashmoy, but there is no Din, you don't need Dafka the same Bailim. All you need is that Shavim Ke'echod, they should be similar, they should both have a Bailim at the time of the Negicha and at the time of the Gemar Din. So this is the sheet of the Rashba, not like Rashi. And the Rashash points out that the Mugyesev as well also holds not like Rashi. The Mugyesev and Dafi Gimel Mid Beis over there, when he brings this din, they need Misav, Amadab Din, Vigmar Din, Shavim Ke'echod. The Lashon of the Mugyesev is that Shavim Ke'echod means Bebailim HaChayovim. It has to be that there's always Bailim HaChayovim at the time of the Negicha, at the time of the Amadab Din and the Gemar Din. It has to have Bailim HaMechuyovim, meaning Bailim with the Chiv can be Chal on them. As opposed to Hegdish, for example, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Shar of Hegdish, which is Negech, is not Mechuyiv Skila. And the Mashmoy of Nemuk Yosef is that you don't need necessarily the same Bailim, it just has to be that you have Bailim HaMechuyavim the whole time, as opposed to Hegdish or Hifker. Now, just mentioned, there seems to be a Kasha on the sheet of Rashi from Ersugya, when the Rashi Daf Yagimel Beis brings the Tzad to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Nogach Umachar also the Shar will be parted from Skila. The Rashi says if that's true, then it would also be true in the case of Nogach Umeis, if the Shar goes over to the Yarshim also. It then should be that the Shor is padded from Skila because it's not the same Bailim. Now, Lachar Badas Rashi, if we'll assume that that's true, like the Rashba is saying, that on the Tzad that Nogach Umochar is potter, that Nogach Umeis would also be potter, then really there would be a strong Kasha for Mersiga, because the Gemara's Mavur Badas Rabbi Yehuda, one of the cases where he potters is if there's a Shor which is owned by a Ger Shein Lo Yorshim, if the Shor killed someone and afterwards the Ger died, here also there won't be that the Shor is potter from Skila, because at the time the Ger dies, the Shor becomes Hefker. And from here it would be Meduik that if it was not a Ger Shein Lo Yorshim, rather, the Shah is owned by Yisrael, who does have Yarshim, then the din would be that if the Shah was Nogach, and then the Bailam died, then the Shah would be Mechuyiv Skila. And the question is that, according to Rashi, if we're going to assume like the Rashba says, that on the Tzad the Mechir will pater it, then Yerusha also will pater it, so this would be a right from the Gemara, not like this. The Gemara we see that a person dying, that does not pater the Shah from getting Skila. And the Chayr will have to be Mechash, even according to the sheet of Rashi, that selling the Shah, that does pater from Skila, but a person dying and the Shah going over to the Yarshim, that would not pater the Shah from Skila. There has to be a chiluk between Mechira and Yerusha. One could take a look in the Chidusha of Shmuel and Simon Aleph, Ois Zayin, he discusses this Nakuda Bedas Rashi. Now, just mention one more point on this Sugyo. Errol Sugyo is talking about the Chi of Skila on the Shar. What is then as far as Hezik? If a Shar is Mazik and before the Gemar Din, the Bayan was Mafkir or Makdish the Shar, does that pattern the Bayan from the Chi of Hezik? So this negates the Sugyo in Daf Yud Gimel Omid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing now, which the Mishnah says in Daf Tesum Abbeis, Nechosim Ham Yuchodim. That there's only a chiv of mazik for nechosim ham yuchodim. The Gemara says that's coming lafukei hefker. And the Gemara there explains that the gimel mabez it's coming to be made a case of nogach v'achakach higdish or nogach v'achakach hefker. Then in this case there is no chiv nizakin. And the Gemara there continues tani nami hachi. We also find like this. And the Gemara brings the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that nogach v'achakach higdish, nogach v'achakach hefker. That patterns the shor from the chiv of skila. Now both the Raivid and the Rosh over there in the sugya they explain. The Gemara does not mean to say that our Mishnah on the Tesum Abbeis is only going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara just means to compare the same way we find the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The guy with the Chiv Skila on the Shor, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Nogach V'achakach Hifkir or Nogach V'achakach Higdish, the Shor is Potter from Skila, the same will be by Nizak and the Kuli Yalma. Here even Rabbanu will be maskim to Rabbi Yehuda that Nogach V'achakach Hifkir or Nogach V'achakach Higdish, that will Potter from the Chiv of Nizakin. Now Chayim over there explained the Pshat would be that the whole Machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda is because the Chacham and Ersugya hold that even if the Shor kills, walls belongs to Hefker, or wall belongs to Hegish, there also the Shor is Mechuyiv Skila. Therefore, in a case where the Shor had a Bailam, but after it killed, the Bailam was Makdish or Mafkir the Shor, that's not going to patter, because even if the Shor would have killed walls by Hegish or walls by Hefker, the Shor would also be Mechuyiv Skila. Only according to Yehuda that if it kills, wall belongs to Hegish or belongs to Hefker, it's Potter. Therefore, Yehuda Darshan is Vuhur Bebalov, then the end also has to have a Bailam as opposed to Hegish or Hefker. Since if it would have been Negeach, while it belonged to Hegdash or Hefker, it would have been Potter. Now also, if at the time of the Gemar Din, it belongs to Hegdash or Hefker, it's also Potter. Therefore, the Achronim explained, as far as Dine Nizakin are concerned, since the Kuliyama, if the Ashar is owned by Hegdish or owned by Hefker, and is Mazik, there is no Chiv in Nizakim. Therefore, here the Rabbanim would agree that if at the time of the Hezik it belonged to a Bailim, then afterwards he was Makdashit or Mafgirit, at the time of the Gemara Din there is no Bailim, then also the Rabbanim would say that we have the same Ptur, since there is no Bailim at the time of the Gemara Din, and if it would have been Mazik without a Bailim, it would have been Potter, now also it's Potter. Now, the Chayyim we could point out over here, and this point is brought in the Tshuvas Achiezer, Chele Gimel, Simen Mem Aleph, Sifkot and Hey. This Cheshbon would only seem to work Bedas the Rashba, not according to the Shita of Rashi. According to the Rashba, we explained, he understands Bedas the Behuda that the whole Joshua of Huwab Bebal is to tell us that you need Rishus HaMechayeves at the time of the Gemar Din also, it's by Rishus, which had it been a Gech in that Rishus, it would have been Mechayev Skila. And therefore, for that reason, Nogach Vachach Higdish or Nogach Vachach Hifker, it's Potter, since at the time of the Gemar Din it's by Hegdish or by Hefker, and it would have been Potter if it would have been a Gech in that Rishus. If this is the plan of Behuda, then we can understand that the Rabbanim would be maskim as far as Dinei Hezek are concerned, since if it would be Mazik whilst Hefker, whilst Nershus of Hegdish, it would be Potter. Therefore, if you were Mafgrid or Magdish before the Gemar Din, so at the time of the Gemar Din, it's not a Nershus of Mechayeves, so there would be no Chiv Nezikin. However, as far as the sheet of Rashi, Rashi holds that even if the Bailim sold it to a different Bailim, at the time of the Gemar Din, it's owned by a person, still there's no Chiv Skila. Obviously, according to Rashi, it's not the Pshat that you need a Rishus HaMechayeves, rather you need that the same Bailim have it from the beginning until the end. And the Rabbanu Akarcha argue on this din, they don't hold that there's such a din, it has to be in the same Rishus from beginning to end. If so, there would be no chiluk between Misa and Nizakin. If the Rabbanu argue on Yehuda by the Chi of Misa, and they say there is no such din, that has to be in the same Rishus from beginning to end, so there will be no svar to be chiluk between Misa and Nizakin, and Nizakin also the Rabbanu would hold, even if it switches Rishuyais, if the Bailim sells the Shar, or even if he's Makdish or Mafker, the Rabbanu would hold that there is no such din, that has to be in the same Rishus, and you would be Mechayiv in Nizakin. According to this, Rashi would have to learn the Sukkah and have Tesla Medbeis, not like the Rush and the Ravid, which we quoted. They learned that the Gemara means to say the same way Yehuda holds as far as the Chiv of Skila, by Nogach v'Higdish or Nogach v'Hifker, the Shar is parted from Skila. The Gemara means to say by Nizakin, everyone would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rashi, we'd have to say not like that. The Gemara over there would mean to say that Dafka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same way he holds as far as the Chiv of Skila, there's a din that if it changes the Shuyais, that patches the Shar from Skila, so too as far as the din in Nizakin, if it changes the Shuyais, that will patch the Bailim from the Chiv of Nizakin. Now continue on to the Brace, which begins at the bottom of Mem Daled Amud Beis. The Brisa lists the differences between a Shor Shehemis before the Gemar Din and the status of a Shor Shehemis after the Gemar Din. Before the Gemar Din, if one sells the Shor, the Mechir is Kayom. If he's Makdash it, the Hegdash is Chal. If he shechs it, the Buster is Mutter. And if a Shemer gives it back to the Bailim, the Shemer is not Mechir to reimburse the Bailim. After the Gemar Din, the Mechir is not Kayom and Hegdash is not Kayom. If one shechs it, the Buster is Usser. And the Shemer can no longer patter himself by giving it back to the Bailim. Now, that was the Brisa's Mavur, that before the Gemar Din, if one sells the Shor, the Mechir is Kayim, Rashi at the top of the Amud says, Mocher hu l'radia. The Mechir is Kayim l'inin, that the buyer can now use it for Charisha, until the point that the Shor gets Skila. Now, Tosef here in Dir Maschel Mocher, he brings this Rashi, and additionally, he brings a different Rashi from a different Madura. He says, Rashi over here says, l'radia, meaning he could still get Hanov from it, he can have the Hanov l'Charisha. However, once there's the Gemar Din already, then Einin Mocher, the Osir Bano, Tais explains with Das Rashi that after the Mechira, then already the Isra knows Chal, and the buyer will not be able to use it for Charisha, that's why the Mechira is not Kayim. Then Tais continues and he says, Afil Rabbeinu Tam, even if you hold like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, we spoke about this in Daf Mem Aleph, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that a Shor which killed, even after the Gemar Din, it does not yet become Asr Bahano, the Isra knows only Chal after it gets Skila, or after one Shechts it, Mechaim, it's not Asr, therefore Rabbeinu Tam was bothered the same way we say that if it's Kaidin Gemar Din, the Mechira is Kayim because the buyer can use it for Charisha. The same is true after the Gemar Din, it's still not Osir Ba'ano, the buyer will be able to use it for Charisha until the point that it gets Skila, so why is that not enough of a reason that the Mechir should be Kayam? So on this Taisa answers for Rabbeinu Tam, since it's a din of Im Yahadin, when Bezin Paskin Achiv meets on a person, immediately after the Gemar Din, we execute the person, we don't push it off. Taisa the same would also apply by Yashar, which is Mechir Skila, we don't push it off, Mishum Im Yahadin. And what Tais means to say is that therefore the buyer will not be able to use it for Charisha. The Shita Mekwet says he quotes B'Shem Reb Lezer Migermeiza. His Lashon is B'Shvil Rega Katon Leishadi Inner Shutuzi Bechdi. A person will not spend money to buy a Shar for that small amount of time that it may have Anah before the Shar gets the Skila. In other words, what he's saying is that there will be a Mekach Tais. A person definitely did not have in mind to spend his money to have the rights in that Shar for such a small amount of time. And as this will be the Chiluk between Kaidim Gmar Din and Lachar Gmar Din. Kaidim Gmar Din, as Rashi says, it's possible for the buyer to use it. It could be for an extended amount of time. There will not be a Mekach Tais. Mashenkin Lachar Gmar Din. So if you hold that it's Osir Ba'ano, then it's Pashu why the Mechir is not Kayam. The Rashi over here says, "In Dibur Maschal Einay Mukdosh." Rashi says, "Delav Bershusik Demori Kari Lagdushay." This Rashi is talking about Hegdish, but the same would apply by Mechira. Rashi is saying that once it's Osir Bano, it's not Shaykh to sell it or to be Magdish it. This Rashi would be a right that he holds not like Rabbeinu Tam. He holds that after the Gemara Din, it's ready Osir Bano. But Taisa says that even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Mutar Bano, you don't have this reason. Still, Taisa says it will be a Mekach Tais, because for that small amount of time, since there's a din of Inri Hadin, you can't push it off. It will only be a very small amount of time that the buyer would be able to use the Shar. Therefore, it would definitely be a Mekach Tais. Now, Taisa then continues and he brings the second Pshat B'Shem Rashi. The reason why Mechri Mocher is because the Mecher could tell him, "Hoy lechal de Sheikh doy, kiven shigadata shahoreg, va'atu de afsida naf Sheikh, v'lehavi mekach tois." The Mecher could tell the Lekech that you caused the loss yourself. Since you knew that the Shar killed, you should have gone and shechted it right away. That which you didn't, it's your own fault, therefore it's not a mekach tois. There's a clear difference between the Pshat of Rashi that we have and this second Pshat that Tais brings B'Shem Rashi. According to the second Pshat, Tais is clear, there has to be dafka a case where the Lekech, the buyer, knew that the Shar killed already. If the buyer would not have known, there would be mashbet, he doesn't have a tain over here. The Mecher would not be able to tell him that you should have shechted it. How is he supposed to know to shecht it if you didn't know that the Shar ever killed? Ashenken, according to the Pshat of Rashi that we have, Rashi says, Mocher hula radio, the Mechir is kayim, because the Lekech could use it to do malach until the Shar gets killed. This Lekech would be mashbet, even if the buyer didn't know that the Shar ever killed, still it would not be a Mekach Tois. The widow, however, seemed to depend how much the buyer paid for the Shar. If he paid the full price, it would seem to be hard to understand how can it possibly not be Mekach Tois. Even though the buyer can use it until the point that the Shar will get skila, it still will not be worth the full value. Now, just mentioned on this Rashi, Veinam Mukdash, Rashi says, "Dulav b'shusik demari koi lagdushay, l'avim lum and simin chavches sifkot and nunvov." He brings a right from this Rashi, and if one has Isura Hanobahim, he is considered the Bailam, it is called Shaloi, just it's not b'shusay. Rashi doesn't say that it's not his to sell, rather, Rashi says it's not b'shusay. This is a question which many Achraim are mayrich about. And that rise from Yishayim to this Shaila, and that is it Shaykh Bailus on Isuri Hano? Everyone agrees that one cannot be Magdish or sell Isuri Hano. However, the question is it the Pshat because it's not his Bechal, it's not considered Shaloi, or it is Shaloi, it is Shaykh Bailus in it, just it's not Bershusay, it's not considered to be in his domain, and therefore he cannot make Kinyonim in it, he cannot be Magdish it, he cannot be Mafkar either, as the Gemara says in Psachim Davvov. Once he cannot have enough from it, he doesn't have any use from it, he no longer has enough control over it to be able to make Kinyonim on it. There is, however, Rashi in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hey, which is mashma differently. Over there, Rashi is talking about an Esrig, which is an Urlo. Urlo is Asr Bano, and the question is whether one could be Yetzah his mitzvah of Arba Minim with an Esrig of Urlo. By Arba Minim, we need Lochem, it has to belong to him. And Rashi says he cannot be Yetzah the mitzvah of Esrig with an Esrig of Urlo because it's not his, it's not Shaloi. There's not a Shaila of Bershusay because he's not trying to make a Kinyan on it over there. The question just is whether we could consider him a Bailam on it, and that Rashi says since it's Asr Bano, he's not considered the Bailam. The Ritva, however, over there in Sukkah, he argues on Rashi, he says it is Shaykh Bailus on Isra Hano, and he gives a different reason why an Esrik of Urlo is possible. Now this Shaila, whether it's Shaykh Bailus on Isra Hano, this negates the Hemshach of the Gemara. For the next Gemara over here, there seems to be a Raya to the Tad that there is Shaykh Bailus on Isra Hano. Because the Gemara wanted to explain, where is the Machaikis Lachacham and Rabbi Yaakov, whether after Gemara Din, the Shemir can still take the Shar and give it back to the Bailim. Originally, the Gemara understood, the Machaikis is whether Oymrim be Isra Hano Reishal Chalafanecho, or ain't Oyim B'Yisri Hano HaReisha Chol Lefanecha. The Pasha says that these two Tzadim are Tali in the Shaila, whether Hezek, She'enin, Nikar, Shmei Hezek, or Loi Shmei Hezek. This is Mashmais of the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Gimel, Omer Beis. And Tais over here in Dibur Maschal Hashta is Mashmais like this as well. Ragaparim, the question over here is, which some Achreinim ask, after the Shor already had a Gemara Din and is now Osir Bano, how would the Shemir be able to say HaReisha Chol Lefanecha, take back your Shor, it's no longer owned by the original Bailim? If you hold that it's not Shaykh Bailus on Isra Hano, what is the Tzad to say that the Shemir could give it back to the original Bailim? If he already lost his Din Bailus, it's no longer considered his. This is the Chai will be right to the Tzad that it is Shaykh Bailus on Isra Hano, just it's not Bershusay. The Beis Levi in Chelik Alav Simon Memches, Ois Ches, he discusses this point. He wants to suggest maybe this is really the two Tzadim of the Shaila, whether Oymer B'Yisri Hano Reisha Chalafanecha or Einayim B'Yisri Hano Reisha Chalafanecha. He says maybe the Tzad to say that you cannot say Reisha Chalafanecha is the Pshah because it's not really Shaykh Bailus on Isra Hano. That would be the reason why the Shemir cannot patter himself by giving it back to the Bailim, because the original Bailim no longer has a Shem Bailim on it anymore. Now we can just add another point over here, that we mentioned the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. He says that after the Gemara Din, the Shor is still not Osir Bano until after the Shita or after the Skila. If so, what does the Gemara mean over here, that the Machlekes Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda would be whether Oymer B'Yisri Hano Reisha Chalafanecha, Lecher it's not Osir Bano? This would be matched with the Shaila whether Oymer B'Yisri Hano Reisha Chalafanecha, it's not a question specifically by Yisri Hano. Rather, it's a shal, but any time when there's a hezek in the chayfetz, which is not nikr, Can the Shemer patur his chiv by giving it back? And therefore, even in this case where it's not Aser Bano, but definitely went down, it doesn't have too much Shavis in it, it will be telling the same Shai whether you could say Arish Shechol Lefanecha. Now I'll continue on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, B'Shem Rabbo, the Kuli Amba Imim B'Yisur Hena Arish Shechol Lefanecha. We could say that everyone's maskim that by Yisur Hena one can say Arish Shechol Lefanecha. Here the Machaikis is something else. The Machaikis is B'Goymrim Dinei Shashar Shalot B'Fanov Kamifligi. Rabban hold Aim Goymrim Dinei Shashar El B'Fanov. It's a din in order to make a Gemara din on the Shar for the Chiv Skilo. The Shar has to be there at the time. And if the Baal Shar is a tiny, you should have given the Shar back to me, and I would have ran off with it to the Agam, and Bezin would not have been able to pass a Chiv Skilo on the Shar. And if Yaakov holds Goymrim Dinei Shashar Shalot B'Fanov, therefore it would not have helped for him to run off with it. Either way, Bezin would have passed a Chiv Skilo on the Shar. And as we'll see, this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here had to understand that the Taina, according to the Chachamim, that the Baal Shar could tell me, you should have given it back to me. Now that you gave it over to Beis Din, you caused me a loss. So Rashi over here explains that it means Dafka in a case where you actually gave it over B'yadayim to Beis Din. If Beis Din would have come and taken it on their own, then any Chanami, the Baal Shar, would not have a Taina to the Shomer. The Ikur Taina, Rashi explains, is not that you should have given it back to me. If that would be a Taina, then we would have said the same thing by Chametz B'Pesach. The Mafka would be able to tell the Shomer, you should have given it back to me, and I would have eaten it before Pesach. Since the Gemara is trying to explain the sheet of the Chachamim, that even if you hold Omer B'Yisur HaNo Reish HaChol HaFanecha, by Chametz Pesach one can give it back after Pesach, even though it's Aser Bano. Still, it's as far to say that here is different. Rashi says the Pshat is, it's not the time that he didn't give it back on time, rather the Pshat is he gave it over B'Yadayim to Beis Din. Taizu over here in Dibur Maskel Hashto, he argues on Rashi, he asks a few kashas on Rashi. First, he asks, that if you hold Omer B'Yisur HaNo Reish HaChol HaFanecha, the Pshat is because it's Hezek She'enei Nikar, which is not considered a Hezek. If so, Manoshach, what is the Pshat that there's a chilek between Atvasei B'Yadayim, if he gave it over with his hands to Beis Din, or if Beis Din came on their own and took it, Manoshach, if we'll consider this to be a Hezek Nikar, and even if Beis Din took it on their own, since he should have watched it to make sure that Beis Din do not take it, his Pshia in allowing Beis Din to take it caused it a Hezek Nikar, he should be Mechuyiv. And if you'll say that even when Beis Din takes it and passes on it to Gemar Din for Skila, it's not called a Hezek Nikar, if so, even if he did give it over B'Yadayim, what difference does that make? The Hezek which was costed is not a Hezek Nikar. And furthermore, Tyson asks on Rashi, what far is there to be mechayvim by atvasei B'Yadayim? If either way Beis Din would have come and taken it away, so by him giving over to Beis Din, he's not causing more of a hezek, how could we mechayvim for giving over to Beis Din? Because of these kashas, Tosfos argues on Rashi, and he explains the Gemara differently. Tosfos brings B'Shem the Ri, and he says there's no chilek whether he gave it over to Beis Din or Beis Din came to take it. Either way, the din is that it's considered a hezek nikar, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, and the pshat is, since Beis Din can only paskin on it, a Gemara din for skila, if it's B'yad Beis Din, so the fact that it was not fully Yad Beis Din, whether he gave it over or because of his pshia, he allowed Beis Din to come and take it. Either way, the fact that it got to Yad Beis Din, that's considered Hezek Nikar. Now that we see it in Beis Din's hands, we see the hefsid caused to the Shar, because if it would not have been in the hands of Beis Din, they would not have been able to pass in the Gemara Din of Skila. Now that it is B'Yad Beis Din, they can pass, and therefore this is considered a Hezek Nikar. Hashenkin, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov, he also, even if it would not be in their hands, they would have been able to pass in the Gemara Din of Skila. According to Rabbi Yaakov, you don't need the Shar to be in front of Beis Din in order to be Mechuy of Skila. Therefore, allowing the Shar to fall into the hands of Beis Din is not considered a Hezek Nikar. We don't see a hefsid in the Shar now that it's B'Yad Beis Din any more than if it would not be B'Yad Beis Din, since either way they would have been able to pass in a chiv of skila. Therefore, it's a hezek she'ein nikar, and it's no difference in chametz b'pesach. The same in chametz b'pesach, he could say a reish shechol lefanecha, so too he could do so by this shar nisko. Now, this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya, the Mishnah Melech has an arichos about this in Perek Gimel Hilchos Gzeil Vavido Halacha Dalid. Now, over there he asks the kasha, he says, what is Tosfos bothering on Rashi that even if you do it B'Yadayim, it shouldn't be a problem because it's still hezek she'ein nikar? He says, he doesn't understand, but the kasha that Tosfos is asking on Rashi. That's because even in the case of Hezek Sheini Nikar, that's only in a case where something happened Memela. For example, he's watching someone's Tyrus, and then the Tyrus became Tomei. The Pshi of the Shemer, that's what enabled it to become Tomei, but it's not that the Shemer did it himself. Over there, the question is whether the Shemer could say, is that considered a Hezek? And it's telling you if Hezek Sheini Nikar Shmei Hezek or Loi Shmei Hezek. However, in a case where the Shemer himself was Metame these Tyrus, there's partial that the Shemer is chayv, even if you hold Hezek Sheini Nikar Loi Shmei Hezek. The same with the din is if one person goes over to someone else's Tyrus and he's metam with them, even if the person who's metam with them was not the Shemer, this is considered a Hezek and he's mechuyev to pay for the Hezek. This is before in the Mishnah, Gittin Dafnun Bezum and Bez, Hametamim Vamadam Vamenasech. If someone's metam with someone else's Tyrus, or he pours the other person's Yain as Yain Nesech, then he's chayv to pay, he's a Mazik, even though it's a Hezek Sheini Nikar. Therefore, in this case also, where he's a Shemer, the fact that he's also a Shemer is not going to make it more kal on him. If he goes B'Gadayim and causes a Hezek, it's partial that he'll be mechuyev to pay. The whole needin of Hezek Sheini Nikar, whether it's Shmei Hezek or Loi Shmei Hezek, that's in the case where the Shemer was not a Mazik, he's just watching it, but he allowed the Hezek to happen because of his Pshia. Over there, the question is, can he give it back and say a Reish HaChol HaFanecha? There it's telling him in the Shaila whether Hezek Shmei Nikar, Shmei Hezek or Loi Shmei Hezek. Therefore, the Mishnah Melech doesn't understand what it says as Kasha on Rashi. The Chayr Rashi means Kipshutai, in the case where he himself gave it over to Bezin, so B'yadayim he caused the Hezek, they would not be telling the Shai whether Hezek Shmei Nikar Shmei Hezek or Lo Shmei Hezek, since he himself caused the Hezek B'yadayim. This is the Mishnah Melech's Kasha on Tosfos. Now a number of Acharim give a teretz to this Kasha. The Rishash over here, the Teretz Gittin and Gittin Dafnun Gimel Mebeis and others as well, they say that the truth is that in that Mishnah Gittin and Gimel, Metam and Medam and Menaseich, the Gemara's Mavur, the reason why he's Chayiv is not Minatari, rather it's only Midarabonon. But as a Minatari, we would say even over there, Hezek Sheini Nikar Loishme Hezek, even though he did a Hezek B'yadayim, he would still be Potter. Rather, it's a Kana Darabonon, a Knas, Shalei Kolechot Metam Metarisav Shal Chaveiroi. It's a Din Darabonon, Mishum Knas, and therefore they explain that in this case, the Chum would not have made a Knas. The Knas is only specific cases. Here, surely by a Shar Niskol, if someone gives it over to Bezdin and allows Bezdin to dan the Shar, they would not have made a Knas and say that the one who gives it over is Chayiv Mishum Mazik. A similar teretz is brought in the Kilas Yaakov. He says a little bit different. Here it's Pashan, you cannot be Mechayiv the Shemer Midin Mazik. Here, by giving over the Shar to Bezdin in order for Bezdin to dan on the Shar, that's definitely not considered a Maisa Mazik, since this is something that he was supposed to do. We can't call him a Mazik for doing something which is really the right thing. The Chatchil, he's supposed to give it over to Bezdin in order for Bezdin to dan on the Shar. Therefore, the question over here is not whether he's Chayiv Mishum Mazik. The question is whether he's Mechayiv Midin Shemer. He's not giving back the object which he was watching. He has a responsibility to the Shemer. And here the Shemer has the Taina, you shouldn't have given over to Bezdin your responsibility to watch it. That's Mechayiv to give it back to me and allow me to run off with it so Bezdin cannot down on it. Therefore, the whole discussion over here is the only Midin his Chiyuvei Shmira, not Midin Mazik. This is the Kash that Tais means to ask on Rashi. And as far as the Chiyuvei Shmira, the only thing that really makes a difference is whether it's considered a Hezek Nikar or not a Hezek Nikar. And that's Tais's Kash on Rashi, that even if you gave it over B'yadayim to Bezdin, it shouldn't be considered more of a Hezek Nikar than if Bezdin would have taken it on their own. And the Chavik could just point out over here that to say that there's mamash a mitzvah on the Shemer to give it over to Bezdin in order that he should be able to dan the Shar, that would be difficult to understand. If there's actually a mitzvah on him, how could the Bayim come with a taina on the Shemer that you should have given it back to me and I would have ran off with it? L'chair, even mitzad dinei shmira, there is no din that the Shemer would have to give it back to the Bayim if this is against what he's supposed to be doing. If there's a din that he's supposed to give it over to Bezdin, l'chair, the Bayim cannot have a taina. This point is made by the Chassam Sefer in his Chuvis and Erechaim Simen Kofei. He asks his Kasha, and says, Mura, we have to say that there is no such din that the one has to bring the Shar into Bezdin. It's a Chiv only on the Bailam. The Bailam himself is the one who's supposed to bring the Shar into Bezdin in order for Bezdin to judge it. Hashem and someone else, including the Shemer, he also does not have this Chiv. Therefore, the Bailam could tell the Shemer that Mitzah Yur Chivei Shmira, you were responsible to give it back to me. And therefore, you were Peshebe giving it over to Bezdin. And even though the Maisa, what the Bailam is claiming is, I would have ran off with it, and he himself definitely is not allowed to do so. But still, that's not the Shemer's business. As far as he's concerned, he has to give it back to the Bailam. And what the Bailam does with it, that's the Bailam's own concern. If so, according to this, the Kashi would come back. According to the second test, which we brought from the Achreinim, the reason why he's not considered a Mazik is because he did something which was incumbent on him. He was supposed to give back to Bezdin. According to Chassam Sefer, he had no such din. If so, the Chayr, we should consider him a Mazik. However, the Chayr, we can answer this by saying, there's no mitzvah on him. It's the Bayam's responsibility to give it over to Bezdin. It's not his responsibility. Nevertheless, this cannot be looked at as a Maisa Mazik. Since Bezdin is supposed to be dining on this Shar, to Mechayiv its Skilo, and he's facilitating this by giving it over to Bezdin, so even though it wasn't his chiyuv, we still not be able to consider this a ma'isa mazik, and therefore we could only be mechayiv and mitzad as chiyuv shmira, not as a din mazik. Akbam, this is what the Achreinim say to explain the kasha of Tosfos, and the truth is the Achreinim say even b'das Rashi he didn't mean to say that you're chayiv mishum mazik. The Trumas Akrian Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Aleph, as well as the Trumas Chassam Sefer which we mentioned before, and Archayim Simon Kofei, they say that even Rashi didn't mean chayiv mishum mazik. Rather, what Rashi meant to say is, even on the side that a Shemer can say Habeshah Cholofanecha by Hezek She'eni Nikar, that's only if he himself did not cause the Hezek. His Pshia may have allowed it to happen, but it wasn't that he did it be a dime. If he did it be a dime, then it's Pasha that he cannot say Habeshah Cholofanecha even by Hezek She'eni Nikar. This is how the Achrenim understand the Shita of Rashi. Tais, on the other hand, would hold not like this. He'll hold, once we're not being Mechayiv Mishum Mazik, we'll only be Mechayiv Mishum Shemer, and did it that a Shemer can say Habeshah Cholofanecha by Hezek She'eni Nikar, and even if he himself would cause the Hezek be a dime, the din would still be the same. We cannot be mechayiv in mikayach as chiyuvei shmira. Now continue on to the end of this Tosfos. Tosfos di Ramaskal Hashda. Tosfos makes a point which is very fundamental in the sugya. And Tosfos says, "V'shor tam demazik b'shus shemer afilu koydim gmardin im yachsirenu shemer lebaolim lo yipater mekach." Tosfos is bothered that here in the sugya we see that by a shor shehemis there's machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim, and the Kuliyama, if he gives it back before the gmardin, even though eventually the shor will be niskal, the shemer patters himself by giving it back, and after the gmardin there's machlokes. Tais is bothered, why is this different than a Shar Tam Shehizik? The Mishnah is before that a Shar Tam Shehizik by the Shemer is always Mechuyiv, and the question is, why can't he give it back? Surely if he gives it back before the Gemar Din, the Kuli Amot should be good, and even after the Gemar Din, at least according to Rabbi Yaakov, and even though the Nizik will eventually come and take away the Shar, that should be considered a Hezek She'enei Nikar, and the Chari here, even according to the Chacham, there would be Maskim that after Gemar Din you could give it back, The whole svar of the Chacham was, as the Gemara explains, that since Bezdin can only pass in the Chi of Skila if the Shor is there in Bezdin, you should have made sure that it doesn't get to Bezdin. That svar would not apply over here, where we're talking about Chiyuvei Nezikim. Here there's the Bezdin, will pass in the Chi of Mamanis on the Shor, that we could be given from the Shor Tam, even if the Shor Tam is not there. Here the Chayr the Kuliyam, the Din should be that even if you give it back after the Gemar Din, the Shemesh should be able to say, Hareshachal of Hanecha. On this text, he answers and he says that Shor Tam is different. Surely according to Bekiva that Yuchlat HaShar, and even according to Bishmal that Yusham HaShar, since the Nizik already has rights in the Shar, here the Kuliyam would be considered a Hezik Nikr. And therefore the Shemesh would not be able to say, Hareshachal of Hanecha. Now from this Shakla Vatari and Taisis, we see a very important point. This is discussed in the Chedush of Chaim, in this Kemam and Perigdar Lachadawid, as well as in Bircha Shmuel, Simon Zain, Oisbeis. The Chedush Rav Shmuel from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and Simon Yudalit Ois Gimel, they all say that from this Tosis we see a raya in how to understand the chiyuv of that which the Shor Tam is mazik when it's by the shomer, that the chiyuv is on the shomer. The lashon of the Mishnah at the bottom of Mdalit Amud Beis is Master l'shomer chinam l'shoyel l'noisei sachur l'soicher nichnasu tachas habaylim mu'in misham nezek shalim v'tam mishalim chazi nezek. By all four types of shomer, the din is the same, that if the Baam gives it over to the shomer now becomes achroi to pay for the hezek, whether it's a Shor Tam or a Shor Mu'ed. And the Shaila is, Bishlam we understand by a Shor Mu'ed, since the din is that we're goyva min aliyah, so the Shemer is the one who has to pay from his own money when the Shor is Mazik. And the Pshat is, that he's now considered the Bailim, Lashon of Toysus and Daphne and Vavam and Beis and Dibra Maschel Pshita. He says, L'inyin Nizakim ikru Bailim kol mi shebiyadi l'shemra. Who's considered the Bailim? L'inyin chiyuvin Nizakim, anyone who's biyadi to watch it, he has the dine Bailim, and he's mechayv to pay for the Nezek. Taisav there is discussing how do we know that a Gazan is mechayv to watch the Shor, and if the Shor is Mazik, he's mechayv to pay for the Hezek. Taisav says there is no makar to this, he says it's a Svara. Since the Shor is by them, by the Gazan, and he's the one who's able to watch it, he's mechayv to watch it, and if it's Mazik, he's mechayv in the Tashlumin. And we compute this means to say that when the Baam gives it over to the Shemer, then the Baam is Mesalik himself, now the Shemer is the one who's fully responsible, and the Nizik no longer has any Tfiyah against the Bailim, his whole Tfiyah is against the Shemer. We should mention the Isla Maisa Arayvid, in Hasagas Arayvid, in Hilchus Niskimam and Perakdar Alocha Dalid, he has a suffix about this, he has two studim, where the Nizik still does have a tzvi on the Bailam. But Akapanim, the Pashtus is, if the Shemer fully takes over for the Bailam, like the Lashon of the Mishnah, Nichnasu Tachas HaBailam. And this is all by a Shor Mu'ed. By a Shor Tam, however, where the din is that the Nizik collects the Shor itself, here already it will be difficult to understand exactly who is the Chiv on. If we'll assume the Pashtus that by a Shor Tam the same is true as a Shor Mu'ed, the Chiv really is on the Shemer, he's Nichnas Tachas HaBailam, like the Mishnah says. If so, what is the Pshat that the Nizik takes the Shor doesn't belong to the Shemer, the Shor belongs to the Bailam. How do we understand this, that the Nizik takes the Shor, which belongs to the Bailim, if the Shemer is the one who's Mechuyiv to the Nizik? So we spoke about this point a little bit on Daf Mem Amud Beis at the top of the Amud. The Rav there is talking about a case where a Shemer received the Shor from the Bailim, and the Shemer thought that it was a Tam, and it turns out that the Shor was a Mu'id. The Bais over there says the Din in this case is Shorli Becheskas Tam V'nimsa Mu'id Bailim Mesham Chatzin Nezek V'Shoel Mesham Chatzin Nezek. And the Rav there at the top of Amud Beis asks Akasha, let the Shemer say to the Bailim that I thought it was a Tam, and if it was a Tam, I would have been able to be Moide B'Knas and pattern myself, since Chatzin Nezek is a Knas, he could have come to Bezin and been Moide. Now that it's a Mu'id, he no longer has the ability to be Moide and pattern himself. And we mentioned over there, Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Niskemam and Perek Dawad Halacha Dawad, he asks, that the Gemara's Mashma, that if the Shemer would have known that it's a Tam, and he would have actually come forward to Bezdin and been Moide, he would have patterned himself because Moide B'Knas Potter. And the question is, how would the Hidah of the Shemer work if the Shemer is not the one that the Nizik is supposed to be collecting from? By a Shor Tam, the din is that Nizik collects the Shor itself, and afterwards the Bailim, they could go to the Shemer and get reimbursed. Like upon him, since the Nizik doesn't collect from the Shemer, he collects from the Bailim, how would the Hidah of the Shemer work to patter from the Chiv of Chatzin Nezek? And Reb Chaim says, Akarcha, you have to say the Pshat is, really Be'etzem, the Shemer is the one who's Mechuyiv. The Shemer is Nichnas Tachas HaBayim, like the Mishnah says, that's true both by a Shor Tam and by a Shor Mu'ed. The Ausch Nizik has the right to collect from the Shor itself, that's a din, the Torah says, that the actual Gviyah, the collection of the Chayiv, is from the Shor, even though really the one who's Mechuyiv is the Shemer. And the claim of the Bailim to go collect from the Shemer, the Pshat is, he's telling the Shemer, since you're the one who's Mechuyiv, and you used my Shor to pay up for your Chayiv, Mimeil, you have to pay me back. So the Chayiv is Betzim on the Shemer. Just here the Torah is Mechadish that the Shemer uses the Shor of the Bailim as a means of paying up his chayiv, and then the Bailim could come to the Shemer and say that he used my money to pay up your chayiv. Therefore, Reb Chaim explains, since Be'esim the chayiv is on the Shemer, we can understand that if the Shemer would have been Moide in Bezdin, he would have patterned himself, we didn't Moide B'Knas Potter. However, Reb Chaim then says that when we get to our Toises over here, we see that Toises obviously did not understand like this. Because Toises asked the Kasha, that by every Shor Tam, why is the Shemer not able to give it back to the Bailim and say, Harei Shor Chalo Fanecha? Toises wanted to compare this to the Machlekes Chacham and Rabbi Yaakov, where they could say, Harei Shor Chalo Fanecha when there's a Psak of Skila on the Shor. The Shor is the Chor, there's no comparison. When the Shor killed it, it's Mechuyiv Skila. So the Hefsid that the Shemer is causing the Bailim is because the Bailim Shor will now get killed. And here the question is, does Hashem have to reimburse the Bailim? It was because of his pshia that hefset happened. Hashemkin over here, when a short time is negeach, since the din is, as we explained, that any time a shor is mazik, when it's by the shemer is the one who is mechayiv to pay. By a short time, the shemer uses the shor of the Bailim to pay up his own chayiv, and therefore he has to repay the Bailim for using the Bailim's money to pay something which he owes. If so, what is the tzad to say he could say a reisho chalof anecha over here? The chiv of the shemer to the Bailim is not because something happened to the shor. It's not like a hezek happened to the shor, which the shemer is responsible for, and his question is whether he could give back and say a reisho chalof anecha. Here the shemer is going to use this shor eventually to pay the nizik for hezek which the shemer himself is responsible for. What does it help to say reisho chalof anecha? The shemer is using someone else's money to pay up his own chayiv. Surely he'll have to pay back the Bailim when the shor eventually gets taken away to pay to the nizik. From here, B'chaim proves that obviously Taisus did not hold like the Hezbollah that we explained previously. I'll have to say a different pshat according to Taisus. How does it work, the gvi of a shor tam, when it's mazik by the shomer? So B'chaim explains B'das Taisus. He says, obviously Taisus understood that it's not mistabber to say B'chlal that the chiv is chal on the shomer, but the chiv of the shomer is to pay up the chayiv with someone else's money. That seems to be very mechudish, and Taisus holds that it's not mistabber at all. However, B'chaim says we could still understand B'das Taisus that really B'esim the chiv is on the shomer. He's the one who's nichas tachas bailim, and he's considered the mazik, it's his responsibility, and it's his pshia which created the chayv over here. However, the Torah says that the din is at a time you're always goyim from the guf of the shor. It's not that the shomer is using the shor to pay up his own chiyuv, but the Torah says that the gviyah of a shor tam is always from the guf of the shor, but it's only in the case where there's a pshia which was mechayiv dinei nizokin. If there was no pshia b'chlal to be mechayiv dinei nizokin, then you could not be goyim from the shor tam. Once it was a pshia, and in this case it was the pshia of the shomer, that's what creates the chiv nizokin, then the Torah says that the nizik has the right to be goyver from the shor tam. Now since it was the shomer whose pshia created this chiv, he has the shame of the mazik, and therefore he's the one, if he comes forward and he's moide, he could patter with the din of moide b'knas potter, even though the mice of the gvi is from the shor, and the shor is not owned by the shomer, the shor is owned by the bailim. It's a difficult concept to understand, but this is what B'chaim is saying, in order for there to be a chivas nizikin, it has to be that there's someone who's mechiv to watch the shor, he's responsible, his pshia created the chiv. He's considered the mazik. However, the chiyuv tashlumin, the way to pay off for this hezik, is not from the shomer himself, rather it's from the shor which belongs to the bailim. Therefore, the maisa, when the bailim comes to the shomer to be teveya, he's not being teveya that you used my object to pay up for your chayiv. Rather, he's being teveya as a shomer. You were supposed to have watched my shor, and because of your pshia, my shor is now being used to pay up a chayiv. The tefiyah of the bailim is that a hefsid was caused to the shor because of the pshia of the shomer. Therefore, we can understand Taisus's kasha that if the shomer gives the shor back to the bailim, he should be able to say reisha chalof anecha, even if there's already gemar din on the shor. Since the whole chiyuv is mikayach is dinei shomer, and he is l'maisa giving back the shor, why should it be different than a shor which has a psak of skill on it? There also the din is that you could say a reisha chalof anecha. This was Taisus' kasha, and on this Taisus answers, since the nizik already has schusim in the shor itself, it's considered hezek nikker, and on a hezek nikker you can't say a reisha chalof anecha. Now the sefer Bircha Shmuel or Baruch Ber also discusses this shiloh, the two tzadim had to understand the chiyuv by a shor tam is the pshat, that the chiv really is on the shomer, and he's using the money of the bailim to pay up his chayiv. And when the bailim comes to tevei the shomer, the pshat is he's being tevei him for using my money to pay up your chayiv. Or is the pshat, it's not that the shomer is using someone else's money to pay up his own chayiv, but the Torah says the gvi is from the shor tam, and the tefiyah of the bailim from the shomer is not that you're using my money to pay up your chayiv, rather you chayuv ishmir was mechayiv you to watch my shor to make sure nothing happens to it. Here something did happen to it, it was used to pay up a chayiv, therefore your chayuv as a shomer are mechayiv you to pay me back for your pshia. The Baruch Hu brings the Gemara in Daf Mem, and the Tais over here in Daf Mem Hey. He also brings a raya from a Rashba, not like Taisvis, a raya that the Rashba holds that the Chiv is Betzim on the Shemer, and the Tfi of the Bayam to the Shemer is that you're using my Shar to pay up your Chiv. And he brings an interesting Nafkamina over there between the two Tzadim. He says the Nafkamina will be as far as the din of Bala of Imai. We know the din is that by all Shemrim, even a Shayel, if at the time of the Sheela, when the Shayel is Makabal Achrayis, he's Makabal Achrayis even for Aintim, if at that time there's Bala of Imai, which means that the Bayam himself lends himself out or rents himself out to do something for the shayel, then the din is that the shayel's potter, if something happens to the chayv, he doesn't have to pay back, even if it's a pshia. And Baruch says, what would happen in this case, when a person borrows the shor tam, and it's mazik when it's by the shayel, and the shor tam is eventually taken away by the nizik as a payment for the hezik, however, at the time of the original shayel, it was bal of imay, the bailim himself lent himself out to do something for the shayel. And Baruch says, here there'll be enough nafkamina between the two tzadim. If you hold like the tzad which we prove from Taisus, that the tfi of the bailim against the shemer is, that something happened to my shor, it was taken away as a payment for a hezik. The tefiyah is mikoyach lechiyuv eishemrim, so in all tefiyahs of chiyuv eishemrim, the klal is that if it's bal of imay, he's potter. If however you understand like the other side, the be'etzim, the shemer is the one who's responsible for the hezik, and he uses the bailim's shor to pay back for his own chiyuv, so here the tefiyah of the bailim to the shemer is not midinei shemrim, it's not because his chiyuv eishemrim or mechayiv him to pay for the hefsid that happened to the object which he was supposed to watch. Rather, the chiyuv is, for that which the shemer is using an object which is owned by the bailim to pay for a chayiv which the shemer owes, The tefillah is not mikayach the dinei shmirah, and therefore there'll be no ptor of Baal of Imoy. Even if it was Baal of Imoy, the shemer will still be mechayev to pay back to the Baalim, since he used the shah which belongs to the Baalim to pay a chay which he himself owed. Now continue on to the next sugyo. Gemara brings a brisa which discusses the din of the four shemrim. Here the brisa is talking about a case where the shah killed and is mechayev skila, as opposed to the Mishnah which is talking about the chiyuv of nezek, either shah tam, chatzin nezek, or shamu nezek shalim. Here in the brisa the shah killed and the shah is mechayev skila, and the question is, when do we say that the shemer is mechayev to pay back to the Baalim for the shah which he lost? The Braisa also discusses the chiyuv of kaifer. Here in the Braisa we see that as far as the chiyuv of kaifer as well, a shemer is nichnas tachas Baalim, he's one who is mechayev to pay the kaifer if the shah kills. And the sugya discusses what type of shmir is necessary as far as the chiyuv of kaifer. Now the cloud which comes out of the sugya is, as far as the chiyuv of the shemer clapping the Baalim to reimburse the Baalim for a shah which killed and got skila, it's telling the same gedarim as every shmirah. Every time a pikan is given over to the shemer, so if he's a shemer chinom, he has to watch a shmir p'chusa. If he's a shemer sachar, he watches a shmir m'ula. And a shoyel who's chayv an oinsim, even if he does a shmir m'ula, he's still m'chuyev to pay back for hefse, which is cost to the chayfetz, which he's supposed to watch. The same dinim are as far as the shoyel which got skila. As long as he watched the type of shmir which he was supposed to do, that will pater him from reimbursing the Baalim. As far as the din of kaifer, that the sugya is mevur, since the kaifer is dafka by a sharmuid, and he has to watch it the same way he watches a sharmuid l'inyan nizokin. The Shmir of a Sharmud is telling the Machlekes in the Mishnah between Rameir and Rabbi Huda. Rameir holds that both the Tam and the Mu'ud need a Shmir of Mu'ula, and Rabbi Huda holds that Tam needs a Shmir of Mu'ula, but a Mu'ud needs only a Shmir of Pchusa. Well, Yezir is the third sheet in the Mishnah. He says, Ein Shmir Elo Sakin, even a Shmir of Mu'ula is not enough to pater by a Sharmud. And the Gemara's report is the same Machlekes applies by the Chiv of Kaifer. If you watch the Shmir of Pchusa, then it is according to Rabbi Huda that will pater from the Chiv of Kaifer. According to Rameir and Blazar, he'll be Machayiv. If you watch the Shmir Mu'ula, even Rameir will be masking that he's pater. But according to Rabbi Yezer, even a Shmir Mu'ula will not pater from the Chiv of Kaifer. Now the Pnei Shuv here makes a very important point, and he says it would seem that this whole sugya is a blatant stira to the previous sugya. In the previous sugya, we saw machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yaakov, whether Shemer could give back a shor which has a psak din of skill on it, whether he could say a resha chal lefanecha, and it's revealed that the Chacham hold he cannot, but the reason is, because the Baalim has a taina, you should have given it back to me. According to Rashi, it's dafka if he gave it over b'yadayim to Bezdin. According to Tosafos, even if he allowed it to be taken by Bezdin. But the taina is, you should have given it back to me, and I would have not allowed Bezdin to make a gemar din on it. I would have ran away with it to the Agam. Now this taina will make no difference whether the shemir was peshe in its original shmir at the time that it ran away and killed someone. Even if he did not wash it with the level of shmir that he was supposed to, it would be mashu that Bezdin should be able to say reisho chol lefanecha. He should be allowed to give it back to the Baalim. The whole taina on him is about something else, that at the time Bezdin took it, he should not have allowed Bezdin to take it, or he shouldn't have given over b'yadayim to Bezdin. That's a pshia in his shmir which happened at a later time, not at the time that it went and was negeach and killed. And if the other way around as well, even if he was shemer properly, if he watched at the level of shmir that he was supposed to, and yet it still went and killed, but there's a taina on him that at a later point, how did he allow Bezdin to go ahead and take it and make the gemar din? That pshia at the time that it was taken to Bezdin, that's what's mechayiv him, according to the sheet of the Chachamim. Therefore, how do we understand this gemara? This gemara is mevur that it's totally, if he watched it properly at the time that it went and killed, if he was a shemer chinam and he watched the shmir p'chusa, or if he's a shemer sachar and he watched the shmir m'ula, the gemara's mevur, that would be enough to pater him. What happened to the taina that later on he should not have allowed Bezdin to take it and make the gemar din on it? L'chera, this whole sugya would not fit with the sheet of the Chachamim. Now theoretically, the sugya can fit with the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov holds that which happened at a later point, that he allowed Bezdin to take it and make the gemar din, for that we would not be able to be mechayev the shemer, as the gemara explains, since anyways Bezdin would have been able to make a gemar din even if it was shaloi b'fanov. For that reason, Rabbi Yaakov holds you could always say Reisha Chol Lefanecha. According to Rabbi Yaakov, you could always give it back if it's here Be'en, even if it was Peshe originally in the Shmira, even if it was a Shemer Chinam who did not watch a Shmira Pchusa, or a Shemer Sarcha who did not watch a Shmira Me'ula. As a result of his Pshir in the Shmira, the Shar went and killed, and therefore there's a Gemar Din of Skila on the Shar. That still will not prevent him from saying a Reisha Chol Lefanecha because it's a Hezek She'enei Nikar. However, in our case, this Gemara at the bottom of the Amud is talking about Lamaisi he never gave back the Shar. The Shar Lamaisi was taken by Bezin and was Niskal. So here he was not able to mekayim his dinei shmir by saying a reisha chol lefanecha. Here the shayla would be, is he mechayiv to pay back the Baalim for the hefsed which was caused? Here it would be totally what happened at the time the shah went and killed. Was it being washed with an adequate shmira? The level of shmir depending on what type of shemer he was. If he was watching it properly, that will pater him from his chayivim to the baal hashar, even though he never ended up giving back the shah, he never said a reisha chol lefanecha. So theoretically, this gemara can fit with the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov. However, the Pnei Yeshua says that would be very dochik to say that this sugya does not fit with the sheet of the Chachamim. So again, the kash is that according to the Chachamim, it should make no difference what type of shmir the shemer was doing at the time the shah went and killed. Either way, there's a tfi on the shemer for allowing the gemar din to happen on the shah. Even in the case where he said a reisha chol lefanecha, you're chayiv according to the Chachamim, surely in this case where he never ended up giving back the shah, he should be mechayiv for that pshia for allowing the gemar din to happen on the shah. So Pesach explains, he said, the Gemara understood that this Braisa, Akarcha, is talking about a case where there was no Pshiyah Bechlal involved, and that which the Gemara didn't happen on the Shar. He's talking about a case where Bezin came right away and grabbed the Shar. There was no opportunity for the Shemer to give it back to the Bailim. Or it could be talking about a case where the Bailim himself agreed that the Shar should be given over to Bezdin for the Din. In these cases, there is no Pshiyah at the time of the Gemara Din. And the whole question just is, at the time that the Shemer went and killed, was it being washed properly? You see that from the Braisa, from the fact that the Braisa is mechayik between other types of Shemer and a Shemer Chinom, we see that the Din is not about the Pshiyah at the time of the Gemara Din, rather about the Pshiyah at the time that the Shar went and killed. That's why the Gemara here discusses exactly what type of Shemir was being done. As Gemara says, if it was a Shemir of Mula, then all types of Shemir should be potter except for a Shayel. So, according to Pnei Yeshua, these two sigurds are unrelated. Here in our sigurd, there is no Tzvi or Mikayach, what happened at the time of the Gemara Din. The whole thing just is what happened at the time the Shar went and was Negeach. Now, discuss another point over here. The discussion in the Gemara is what type of Shemir is enough to potter the Shemir from paying back the Bailim for the Shar which gets Skila. The Gemara also discusses what type of Shemir is enough to potter from the Shemir paying the Chiv of Kaifer. However, as far as the Shar itself getting Skila, Rashi's Mavur is Mavur, the Shar will always get Skila no matter how well it's watched. Rashi in Dibur Maschel, Kulu Nami Nifteru, now which the Gemara says that if it was a Shmir Mu'ulo, all Sharim should be Pater. So Rashi explains, all Sharim should be Pater Midmei Shar Bar Mishayel, they should be Pater from paying back the value of the Shar, except for a Shayel, the Ha Anusimim, because they're Noinis. Theoretically, we could have learned the Gemara differently. When the Gemara says Kulu Nami Nifteru, we could have said the Gemara means to say that the Shemir is not Mechiv to pay back, because the Shar is not actually Mechiv Skila. Since the Shar was watched properly, there is no din that you have to give Skila to the Shar. However, Rashi says clearly not like this. Rashi says it should be Pater Midmei Shar. They shouldn't have to pay back the Bailim for the value of his Shar because they're Noinis. Clearly, Rashi is saying that the Shar is Mechiv Skila regardless of how well it was watched. The Gemara just means to ask that the Shemer shouldn't have to pay back to the Bailim. This deek, the Rishash makes in Rashi, and Rishash says the Gemara is Meduk like this as well. The Gemara Amar Beis, which says that according to Yehuda, that a Shmir Pchus is enough for a Shar Muid, he can't fit with this Braisa because the Braisa says that if this Shar which is given over to the Shemer is a Muid and it kills Mechiv Kaifer, since this Braisa is talking about he did a Shmir Pchusa, as the Braisa says that a Shemer Chinam would be potter to pay back to the Bailim for a Shar which gets Skila, so Akar is talking about a Shmir Pchusa, it's still the Braisa says that Muad and Meshaman is a Kaifer, that wouldn't fit with the Shita of Yehuda who holds that a Muad is enough to watch a Shmir Pchusa, that Shmir also should potter from Kaifer. And the Shashat Mudaik, why does the Gemara only say that why are you potter from Kaifer? The Gemara should have also asked, why is it saying the Braisa that Neherogim? The Braisa says that Muad Neherogim and Meshaman is a Kaifer, according to Yehuda that Shmir Pchusa is enough for a Shar Muad, that should also be enough of a Shmir to patter the Shar from getting Skila. From here, see, the Gemara also is Mavur, that the Shar is always Mechoyev Skila, even if the Shemer was watching it properly. And the Shash asks, what is the Pshat on this? If you look at the Lashon of the Pasuk says, "Mshar nagachu mitmal shoshoim, v'hu ad bebalov v'lo yishmerenu, v'heim is isha isha, ha-shar yisakal v'gam ba'olov yumas." The Pasuk talks both about the Chiv Skila on the Shar and the Chiv on the Bailim, the Chiv Kaifer. In Kepshuta, we should say that lo yishmerenu is going on both of them. Both Chiv might depend on that which he did not watch the Shar properly. If he did watch it properly, so not only should the Bailim be potter from Kaifer, the Shar should also be potter from Skila. How do we know that these words, Lo Yishmen, are only going on the Chiv on the Bailim, not on the Chiv Skila of the Shar? This is the Kash of the Rishash. And the Rishash explains that the Pshat is, since there's a Chiv Skila on a Shar, even if there is no Bailim Bechlal, even if the Shar of Hefker or Shar of Hegdish, according to the Shita of Rabban who argue in Rabbi Yehuda, if so, it's clear that the Chiv Skila on the Shar has nothing to do with the Bailim. Therefore, even in a case where there was a Bailim and the Bailim watched the Shar properly, that would not be a Ptor for the Chiv Skila on the Shar. And then Mehemshech L'Rashash says that the truth is it is Meduik in the Pesukim like this, because the previous Pesukim, which talk about a Shar Tam, the Pesukim there says, V'chigach Shar is Isha Yis Isha V'meis Sokal Yisokal HaShar, that Pesuk is talking about a Shar Tam, there it doesn't say anything about Lo Yishmerenu. And the Pshat is the Rashash explains, that since the Chiv Skila has nothing to do with the Pshi of the Bailim, even if you did watch it, the Shar nevertheless is Mechiv Skila, therefore the next Pesuk, which talks about a Shar Muad, over there when it does say V'lo Yishmerenu, it's clear that it's only a condition for the Chiv of the Bailim, it's not a condition for the Chiv Skila on the Shar. However, there is a Har over here, and that is Rashi on Mem Aleph from Abayis, we saw this previously. Rashi says Mashmah that the Chiv Skila on the Shar is Begeder a Knas on the Bailim. We asked over there already that Lacher, how could it be a Knas? If we see that even a Shar of Hefker is Mechiv Skila, one has to know how to enter that Kasha, but Akupanim, this Lacher would also be a Kasha from Ersugya. We see in Ersugya that even if the Bailim did a proper Shmira to the point that he's considered an Oinis, still the Shar is Mechiv Skila. Now, I'll discuss another important point over here in the Sugya, and that is, Gemara's move that if he's the Shemer Chinom, and he watched the Shmir Pchusa, so the din is, if the Shar nevertheless went and killed, and the Shar is Mechiv Skila, so the Shemer Chinom is potter from being bursting the Bailim, the Mashmaus of the Braisa is that in this case, still the Shemer is nevertheless Mechiv in Kaifer. Even though he never was Mechabal Shmir to the Bailim to watch the Shar more than a Shmir Pchusa, still the Mashmaus of the Braisa is that he is Mechiv Kaifer. The Lashon of the Braisa is that all of these Shemrim, Muadim, Neharogim, Meshamer, Sa Kaifer. If the Shar is a Muad, the Shar gets killed and the Shemer has to pay Kaifer. The Shem have to reimburse the Bailam for the show which got skila. The only exception over there is the Shem Rechinam. Now the Mashmois of the Brais is, as far as the Din Meshamer as a Kofer, there is no exception for a Shem Rechinam. Even though he's a Shem Rechinam and he washed the Shmir Pusa, that's enough of a Shmir as far as his Chiyuvim to the Bailim, but it's still not enough of a Shmir to pattern him from the Chiyuv of Kofer. Since it's a Sharmud, and this price is going according to the Shita, that a Sharmud is not enough to do a Shmir Pusa, you need a Shmir Mu'ula. Therefore, as far as the Chiyuv Kofer also, since he did not do a Shmir Mu'ula, he'll be Mechuyiv, even a Shem Rechinam has this Chiyuv. Rashi says like this clearly, in the Ramaschal Kosalei Shmirasa, in the end of that Rashi, he says, Sagli v'shmir p'chusa, and therefore there'll be no chiv to the Bailim. Uboi kapara, Rashi says, the Shem Rechinim will still have to pay kofer. In the Taisa Rebbeinu Peretz, he spells this out clearly, b'shem Mori Sheyichya, he says, even though it was Kosa Shmirasa Legabi Bailim, he washed it well enough as far as the chivim for the Bailim are concerned, but still as far as the chiv of kofer, he's nichnas tachas Bailim, and since his Raisa holds that Asher Mu'ah needs a Shmir Mu'ula, if he didn't do a Shmir Mu'ula, he's going to be Mechuyiv kofer. Now the Rashi, however, argues on this. The Rashi says clearly that when the Gemara says it's talking about he did a Shmir Pchusa, for that reason the Shem Rechinim is Potter, the Rashi says clearly it's Kosa Shmirasai, he doesn't have any Chayivim at all, Bein Kaifer, Bein Lachser, Shor Lubalov. This includes that he's not Mechuyiv to pay back the Bayan for the show which got Skila, and he's also not Mechuyiv in Kaifer. The Rashi says that since the Shem Rechinim is not Bekamba upon himself more than a Shmir Pchusa, for that reason we cannot be Mechayiv in Kaifer either. According to the Rashi, when it says in the Brayse, Chutzmi Shem Rechinim, we'll have to explain that's going back not only in the words V'chayov l'hachzer d'mei shor lebolov, but it's also going back on the words M'shamen es ha-kofer. The Shem Rechinim is padded from both of these, since he was only mekabel upon himself a shmir p'chusa, and that's the shmir that he did. And this is as far as the chiv of kofer. Now there's another shayla over here, this is something that Raisa doesn't talk about, and that is what is it in as far as hezik which the shor caused when it was by the Shem Rechinim. The Raisa is talking about a shor which killed, and therefore the need in the Raisa is as far as the chiv of kofer, and as far as the shemir paying back the bayan for the shor which is getting skila. However, what would happen in the case where the shor was mazik? So although the Mishnah does say that all four types of shemir are nichnas tachas bailim for the chiv of chatzi nezek and the chiv of nezek shalim by a muid, however the question remains, perhaps the chiyuvim on the shemir to wash the shor from being mazik are only as much as his chiyuvei shmir are. For example, if he's a shemir chinam, he's mechuyiv to wash a shmir p'chusa. If he's washing a shmir p'chusa and something happened to the shor, he's not going to be responsible to pay back to the bailim. Maybe that same level of shmir is what's required from him to make sure that the shor is not mazik. Therefore, by a shor tam which requires a shmir mu'ula, according to our mayor, even a shamud also needs a shmir mu'ula, that's the level of shmir that b'derech klal ha'bayim needs to wash his shor to make sure it's not mazik. Here, where the shem rechinim was mekabel responsibility to the bailim of the shor only on a level of shmir p'chusa, maybe his responsibility to the rest of the world to make sure that this shor is not mazik them is also only on that level of a shmir p'chusa, not on a higher level of a shmir mu'ula. Therefore, if it was mazik while the shem rechinim was doing a shmir p'chusa, the shem rechinim would be potter, and the nizik would have to collect the dmei hezik from the original bailim. In this case, the bailim would have to pay, since the bailim ba'ezim has a chiv shmir mu'ula on his shor, and even though he gave it over to a shemer to watch it instead of him, but that shemer was only recovered upon himself to watch it on a level of shmir p'chusa, so if the shor is mazik despite that shmira, the nizik would be tever that dmei hezik from the bailim. Now the Tosef Rebbeinu Peretz, as we mentioned before, he brought b'shem his rebbe. As far as the chiv of kofer is concerned, the shem rechinim is mechuyiv in kofer, even if he washed the shmir p'chusa, since his chiv copied the rest of the world, goes beyond the chiv that he has to the bailim. In a different piece later on in Amud Beis, the Rebbeinu Peretz also brings b'shem his rebbe as far as the chiv of dmei nezik is concerned as well. The shem rechinim is mechuyiv to watch the shor on a level of shmir ba'ula to make sure that's not mazik someone else, even though the shem rechinim was only mekabel upon himself a shmir p'chusa, but that's all gabi the bailim. As far as the rest of the world, as soon as he was nichnas tachas the bailim, he has the full responsibility to make sure that the shor is not mazik. And if he does not watch a Shmir Mu'ula, he's going to be Mechuyah for the Dmei Nezik. So this is Mefurish in Tosef Rebbeinu Peretz, B'Shem is Rebbe. However, the question is, B'das Rashi, Rashi doesn't say this anywhere in Mefurish. What we saw in Rashi is only the Gabi L'Chiv of Kofer. Rashi over there says, the Shem Rechinim is Mechuyah for the Dmei Kofer if he didn't watch a Shmir Mu'ula. And the question is there a Sfarat Mechag between Kofer and Dmei Nezik? Is it Mechuyah that Rashi would also hold by Dmei Nezik, the Shem Rechinim is responsible to watch a Shmir Mu'ula if not he's Mechuyah? Or is there a Sfarat Mechag that the Chiv of Kofer is different than the Chiv of Dmei Nezik? So the Chazanish Baba Kama Simon Zayin, Sif Katan Zayin, he says that even Rashi is only referring to the Chiv of Kofer, Rashi could be masking that as far as the Chiv of Dmei Nezik are concerned, there the Shem Rechinim is not Mechiv to watch a Shmir Me'ula. And he explains that the Chiv of Kofer, the Yisrael Chiv is because a life was lost, therefore the moment the Shor is by him, he has to do whatever he can to make sure the Shor is not going to kill anyone. If the Shor does kill someone, that's his responsibility, he has to pay the Dmei Kofer. Even though he was only Mekav upon himself a Shmir P'chusa, but as far as the life being lost, for that he has to watch it a Shmir Me'ula. However, as far as the Chiv Nezik is concerned, the Chiv Nezakim remains on the original Bailim. The Shemir only takes over responsibility for Chiv Nezakim as far as his Chiv Shmir are Mechayiv him, which is a level of Shmir P'chusa. Beyond that, the Chiv Shmir remain on the original Bailim. Now mention one final point in the Chiddush of Shmuel from Reb Shmuel Brzezovsky, Baba Kama Simon Yud Dalid, Ois Dalid. He quotes over there the Sefer HaShlomo, and he proves that the Sefer HaShlomo holds that even as far as Dinei Nezek are concerned, also we say that Hashem Rechinu is Mekabel upon himself a Shmir Me'ula, which is Alderach Taisir Bein Aperes, which we saw. However, he proves that the Sefer HaShlomo is Mevur, and not only by a Shar Mu'ud, even by a Shar Tam, the Din is also true. If the Hashem Rechinu watched the Shar Tam, a Shmir Pchusa, and still the Shar went and was Mazik, then that the Shem Rechinim is Mechuyiv. And from here, Rav Shmuel proves the Yesod. He says, we see from the Sefer HaShlomo that he argues in the Taisis that we mentioned previously, the Taisis which we proved the Yesod and had to understand the Chiyuvim of Hashem to reimburse the Bailim when he was watching a Shar Tam and the Shar Tam was Mazik and the Shar Tam was taken away. Then as the Hashem has to reimburse the Bailim, how do we understand this Chiyuv? And we prove from Taisis, we brought with Shem Reb Chaim, Taisis asked the Kasha that we should say, HaRachel Cholofanecho, the Hashem should be allowed to give the Shar Tam back to the Bailim and that should pater him. And Reb Chaim proved from there that it's not the Pshat. The chiyuv tashlumin is chal on the shemer when a shemer is watching a shor tam and it's mazik. You see from Taisis that it's not really chal on the shemer; rather, it's chal on the original bailim. Now, if the shemer has to reimburse the bailim, that's midini his shmira, meaning as opposed to the other tzad that the chiyuv is chal on him, and that which he has to pay back the bailim is because he's using the bailim shor to pay back his own chiyuv. If that would be in the pshat, we explain Taisis would never have asked the kasha. He should be able to say reshul cholofanecha. Rather, Taisis mukhid the chiyuv is chal on the bailim. Now, if the shemer has to reimburse him, that's because of his chiyuv shmira. He was mekabel upon himself to make sure that the shor doesn't have any hefsid, and here there was a hefsid, it was taken as a tashlumei nezek, therefore he has to reimburse the bailim. And Shmuel says, we see from this Sefer HaShlomo that he held not like Taisis. Because in this case, where he's a Shem Rechinom who was watching a shor tam, and he was doing a shmir p'chusa, he was doing the shmir which he was mekabel upon himself, klapi the bailim, and yet still when the shor is mazik, he's mechuyiv, akarach is not the pshat, that the chiv was chal be'etzim on the bailim, and because the shor was taken away, machmas the pshi of the shemer. That's mechayiv the shemer to pay back the bailim midini his shmira. Here, there can't be the pshat. His dini of shmira would not mechayiv him to do more than he did. All his dini of shmira would mechayiv him was to wash the shor shmira p'chusa, and he did that. How can we mechayiv him to pay back the bailim mikoyach his dini of shmira? Akarach the sefer HaShlomo holds that the pshat is be'etzem the chiv ischal on the shemer. Since he's nichnas tachas the bailim, the chiv tashlumin is on him, and even by a shor tam when you're goyver from the guf of the shor, still the pshat is that the chiv is be'etzem chal on the shemer, and the Torah says that the shemer uses the shor of the bailim to pay back the chiv which is really on the shemer. And this is the tvi afterwards, the Bailam comes to the Shemer and tells him, you have to pay back for the Shor which you used to pay up your Chayiv. According to this, we can understand that even in this case, where he watched the Shmir Pchusa, and his Dine Shmir will not mechayiv him to do any more, still he's mechayiv to pay back the Bailam, because here the Bailam is not being tevei him midine his Shmira, he's being tevei him because of the fact that he used the Shor which belongs to the Bailam to pay up a Chayiv which was chal on the Shemer.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.